Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And this week's topic is top three reasons to add a mobile strategy for your legal cannabis business.
If you haven't figured out your mobile strategy yet, now is the time.
Don't wait until you wake up one day and realize that your competition has been effectively using marketing, mobile marketing, to increase their sales at your expense.
You don't want that to happen to you.
Heck no. So, as we always do, because we have new listeners with every new episode that we produce, Hazel's going to take 2 minutes and give you the rundown on mobile wallets and how they work to help you market your business.
And if, feel free to fast forward 2 minutes because you've heard this before. So mobile wallet marketing is really a mobile wallet pass that sits in your Apple wallet, and it has a direct access and marketing tool that you communicate with right into your user's mobile phone.
So, Hayes, you said Apple. This is also available for Android, yes?
Yes, it is available for Android. Really any payment mobile wallet app out there.
There's several different Android apps depending on where you live, that your version of the App Store, because I know when you're in Canada, you get a different version than we do when we're here in the U.S. So, okay, keep going.
Okay, so these passes that are stored in your user's phone have a back and a front to them. The front of the pass has who you are, your maybe a tagline. You want to keep that really simple. Definitely add a logo so you have recognizability. And on the back of the pass, where all the fun stuff happens, you can have links to your site. You can go straight to your social media pages. If you have a podcast, you can have listen links that go directly to iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you're listening. And they also have these one-tap click-to-action links. Go straight and you can make a call to whatever company that is on the pass and
email
them as well.
Maps. Launch other apps, all that good stuff.
Yeah. All that good stuff. And there's a great share feature as well in them. You can scan the QR code, and that's more like a technology word-of-mouth kind of thing. You also have a share pass from one.
The little tap thing,
the little tap thing right on the back of the pass as well.
It's the little tap thing is what we're calling it this week.
Yes. So you can stop fast forwarding. We are going on with our podcast.
Top three reasons to add a mobile strategy to your legal cannabis marketing plan. And before we actually get to those three reasons, let's talk for just a moment about the impact of mobile and where we actually are with mobile today. Now, I know, you know, everybody I think knows because Google says it all the time that more than 50% of people are surfing the web using their mobile device at any given time. And we got a new data point the other day, which we always love new data points, and that is 49% of people are reading their email on their mobile phones. Now, what that means is that's their primary method of reading it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's their only method of reading it. I know that when I first get up in the morning, I like to take my coffee back to bed, pull out my phone, and scan through the emails that I have. And a lot of them I can deal with directly on the phone. I don't need to get up and do anything else with it. I can read it. I can take a couple of actions. There are a few that have to be bumped over into that folder of, oh my God, I'm going to have to go to the computer to actually do something with this. So that's a big factor. And for those of you who have done any kind of marketing, whether it's email or direct mail or social media ads, whatever it is, you probably already know that the best response rate that you will see across the board is from SMS. And the SMS basically is the same as lock screen notifications. The only real difference there is when you send somebody an SMS message, you have to be 100% certain that you have their explicit permission to send them an SMS message, because otherwise, in addition to the fact that SMS is very costly, you could find yourself in a situation where you are paying a fine of up to $12,000 per message for sending to the wrong person. So if somebody switches telephone numbers and the new person didn't give you permission, while you possibly could beat it if you had to go to court, you're talking about a lot of money invested in something that you can easily have a workaround for if you decide to go with mobile wallets as your primary notification method.
Absolutely. And you might want to go back and listen to episode number 9 from our archives, where we discuss mobile wallet versus a mobile app. And that's where we spend some time talking about what you can expect from each of those platforms, and you might want to choose from one over the other.
So one of the big things in that particular episode, and I don't think we can stress this enough, is we use a mobile app for delivery. The mobile app that Mobile Wallet Marketing uses is either Apple Wallet, which is installed on every single iPhone and cannot be deleted, or a generic Android wallet app that does way more than just our passes. It could be doing passes from a million other places. It could be used for payments. It could be used for all kinds of things. But these are not super specific one merchant or one technology apps. These are things that people don't in general have to go and acquire and download. And you as the merchant or the trade show host or the podcast host, you don't have to fund the initial development, you don't have to fund the ongoing maintenance, you don't have to worry about technical support, and you do not find yourself supporting your most loyal customers, because at the end of the day, if only 5% of your customers are using your app, which even in the case of, say, Starbucks or one of the airlines, they still don't have 100% saturation. They have a tiny, tiny percentage of people that are actually using the app. And those people, it's great, but you know, if you have 5,000 customers that frequent your business and you only get 50 of them to use your app, that's a terrible return on investment.
It is, because you're not in the app business.
No, you are in the business of legal cannabis, and you know, getting to your customer base and making sure they know what you have going on, doing it within the limits of the law in your particular state, it's a big deal. One of the things that we know for a fact that's going to happen in the cannabis industry is that as more and more states and provinces in Canada find a legal basis for allowing dispensaries, whether it is purely medical, recreational, some combination of the two, more and more well-funded, larger companies are going to come into the space. And if you don't already have an established relationship with your customers, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to find out that your customers have moved on to somebody else that provides them with the level of service that strikes a note with them.
Excellent.
Well, it yes, is. I mean, you think about it, you know, if there are 5 dispensaries that I could reasonably use to get my product, and dispensary number 1 kind of leaves me floating around, they never tell me, oh, we have something new, or, oh, mm-hmm. we're having a tasting event, for lack of a better term for it. If they never let me know any of these things, I will forget that they are even there, unless I happen to be walking by them, or they have super great prices, or they have some product that is not available anywhere else. If all things are equal, prices are comparable, the guy who says to me, hey, we just got these new vape pens and they're a 25% discount on Thursday if you come in. Well, if I happened to need a vape pen and today was Tuesday, I would probably look at that notification and be like, whoa, Thursday, I need to go over there. So that kind of brings us to the 3 reasons. And number 3 on the list is mobile is the fastest way to reach out to your base.
Yes, you can create a variety of mobile offers like coupons, have your loyalty program set up, your memberships. You can even do event tickets. Your dispensary, you have local events. I know that you put them on. I speak to a lot of dispensaries. You always have a local event coming up. But you want to inform the user of it, and you want to remind them of when it is and when it's taking place.
So it's possible, too, to design a program that incorporates multiple features and sort of tweaks your user's attention in a very positive way. Now, not every state allows you to do this exactly the same way. Some of the states that we work with, you can put, for instance, a loyalty card on someone's phone, but you're not allowed to give them a discount on a THC or CBD product.
Right.
You could give them a discount on a vape pen that wasn't full, that had nothing in it, or you could give them a free vape pen if it didn't actually have the cannabis product in it. So, you know, it's kind of dependent upon what your state says that you can or can't do. But the lock screen notification, anywhere that it's allowed, it's fast, it's timely. If you use it properly, people don't complain, and it goes back to that SMS being the most effective yet costly means of getting someone's attention. And mobile wallet marketing reduces that cost and still provides you with every benefit of immediate notification to your potential or current customer or your new referral that somebody just got for you, viral, et cetera, et cetera. So that's sort of the number three point. Number two is a big deal because it can be location or context driven.
Yeah, I mean, how fantastic is it that you can effectively message someone when they're in range and stop by their shop?
Yeah, tell them to stop by. They're walking down the street. They went to the dry cleaners. You're five doors down. You have your geolocation set. Again, as long as it's legal in your state
yeah.
or city, as long as it's legal to message them, then you trigger a message. You know, who doesn't want to stop and maybe test out a new edible that you guys are pushing right now while you're picking up your dry cleaning?
Right. I mean, that's how you're going to get the sale. That's how you're going to increase your sales, and you're thinking mobile first.
Repeat customers, great ways to continue to engage. I mean, you can't really do that with email. You can't do it with your website.
No.
You can't do it with social media unless you are one of those people that has gone and set up your Facebook local business or your Google local business, which is search and not social, but same sort of thing. If you don't already have these things set up, and they're not always the easiest in time or the cheapest in money to actually implement properly so that they work.
And your time is important to you because you want to be creating the next best cannabis product.
You know, we love to say this, you're not in the app business. You're in the legal cannabis business, and your time is best spent dealing with legal cannabis, not dealing with all of the flotsam and jetsam that comes from marketing your business. So that brings us to the number one really important point. Mobile interaction increases sales.
Yes, and you use mobile like as your marketing plan to increase your sales and your income.
Per person ticket increases. The
yes.
person that walks in the door that would have spent $20 but has some sort of a coupon reminder or a loyalty program reminder or something like that, yeah. they're going to, instead of spending $25 with you, they're going to spend $40 with you. You know, your customer acquisition cost goes down.
Right.
Customers buy more each time they come in. They also refer.
That's right. You can refer to their friends, their neighbors, their coworkers quite easily with a mobile wallet pass.
So these are all things that directly affect your bottom line. And the effective use of mobile, which is, we like to say just enough, but not too much, it's critical. And again, we'll go back to what we talked about a few minutes ago in the show. If you aren't building your customer base right now while it's a new industry and there's not a lot of big money competition in most of the areas, if you're not taking advantage of the greenfield opportunity that you have to get in tight with your customers, then you're just wasting your time. And you're going to find yourself one of these days, not too far from now, waking up and saying, well, where the heck did my customers go?
Right, because the big business is coming over to take them.
It is, and we're not trying to sound all doom and gloom. We really, we're trying to tell you that you can be super proactive with very little cost and very little time invested in doing some very small, easy, simple things that will help you interact and engage with your customers in a meaningful way.
And move your business forward.
Yeah, move your business forward. You know, you could also, if you're a medical facility and new information comes out, well, there's no reason why you can't use the back of the pass to send your customer base educational information, links to new educational studies, links to new medical findings. I mean, this isn't always just about, oh my gosh, how can I sell somebody one more thing? Sometimes this is about how to create a community and to create a loyal group of users who get value add from what you're doing, and they don't feel like you're just trying to sell.
Absolutely. Build your relations.
Build your relations. That's it. So I think, do you have anything?
No, I'm great. We're good.
Super.
So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening again to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy.
We will see you next time. Have a great week.